nation, the greatest single miracle of the entire Word of God, other than salvation, but of all the miracles recorded in the Word of God. Joshua's fighting with five Amorite kings. He's so concerned that these five kings and their armies will destroy them. The Bible said when he goes to God in prayer, God says, "Fear not," number one. Number two, he said, "I've already given you the battle." And number three, he said to them, "There's not going to be one of your enemy left standing when this is over." Now hold on. Just four verses after that promise, there is a faith that wells up in the heart of Joshua that before this day, there's never been anything like it. They've never been in that dimension before. They've never walked in that vein before. And in the 12th verse of chapter 10, Joshua points to the sun and says, "Sun, stand still." And then he points to the moon and says, "Moon, you stand still too." The Bible said in verse 13, they stood still. And verse 14 that I've never heard anybody preach about, verse number 14 says, "There is never a day like it before or after." The day, hear me, that God hearkened to the voice of a man. Never, never a miracle like it recorded in the Scripture before. Never an example before that God made even the universe listen to what a man had to say. Flip all the way over into the New Testament. So many faith texts in the New Testament. It's unbelievable. It's full of faith. Faith is one of the major subjects of the New Testament. The Bible talks about little faith, measure of faith, the gift of faith, strong faith, full of faith. But there's only two people in the New Testament that are said to have great faith. Everybody said great faith. The little Syrophoenician woman had great faith. And then there's the centurion that came to Jesus, said, "I got a servant at home that's dying." And he said, "If you just speak the word, my servant will be healed." Jesus grabs him by the arm and said, "Come on, let's go to your house." And the centurion said, No. "You don't understand. I'm not worthy that you would come under the roof of my house." And he said, "Beside all that, I know who you are. And I know the authority that you possess." He said, "I'm a man of authority. I tell someone to go and they go. I tell someone to come and they come to me." He said, "I'm used to it that when I speak, whatever I say, they do." And he said, "Lord, if you'll just speak the word, my servant will be healed." Now, here's another little tidbit in the Scripture that jumps all the way from the old into the new. The Bible says when Jesus heard this, he marveled. Jesus, this is the one that Brother Kenny was God made flesh. This is the one that Paul said all things were made by him and for him. This is the one that's the Alpha Omega, beginning and end, first and last. He marveled. What was he marveling about? All the way from Joshua to now, he's just met the first man that understood that in certain situations that heaven will listen to the voice of a man. That in certain situations, God is going to respond when a man opens his mouth and speaks the word of faith. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is about to grab hold of this conference and slingshot us into a dimension of faith and power that some of us have never walked in before. He caught for you, my God. The Bible's full of it. Speak to the mountain. Everybody said, "Speak to the mountain. Be thou removed into yonder sea, and it shall be removed." The Bible said that whatsoever that you say with faith in your heart, faith believing, if you can take that faith and let it move from your heart through your brain and walk into that dimension where it comes out of your mouth. The Bible said whatsoever he saith, it's going to happen. Some of you been fighting with devils and sitting in the corner and you're worried and you're fretting and you're crying. And some of you's even praying like you've never prayed before. I'm not putting down prayer. I believe in prayer with every ounce of my being. But there is a time in every situation and circumstance that we got to step out of prayer. And we got to step beyond worrying and fretting and step out of trying to do it by our own ability and open up your mouth and begin to speak the word of faith. When you say it, heaven is going to take hold of it. The Bible said in Matthew 18:18, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We get it all backwards. We're of the opinion that when heaven moves, something's going to happen down here. When heaven looses me, when heaven binds this devil, then everything's going to be okay. That is not what the Bible says. The Bible said when it moves upon you, I'm talking about faith. When the faith that you have in God moves upon you to the point that you can begin to bind the devil with your own words, and you can begin to loose the blessings and the move and the power of God, yeah, with your own words. That when you do it, heaven's going to follow suit. And there are some of you that are here right now. You're wanting somebody like Brother Mangan. If we had turned you loose and say Brother Mangan's going to lay hands on every one of you that want him to, 500 of you, 1,000 of you would mob this man just to get him to touch you with his hand. And I'm telling you, if I needed prayer, he'd be one I'd want to lay hands on me. But God's trying to let you know today, precious man of God, God's trying to let you know, precious woman of God, that you have within you the power to speak the word of faith into the situation that the devil has brought against you, the situation of sickness and disease, the situations of pain and loss and suffering and financial and spiritual battles. It's all right for our brothers to get around us and mob us and pray for us. I want that to happen. But there is a dimension beyond that. There's a dimension where faith wells up inside of you. There's a dimension where you reach out and grab a hold of God and say, God, everything looks bad. Everything feels wrong. But God, I'm about to declare with my mouth and with my own voice my faith in you. Brother Kleindienst, Brother Hopkins, Brother Eli, I saw you. Where you at? Brother Buster, come up here if you will. I'm telling you, I feel so much Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. There are miracles in this house right now. There are some of you, listen to what I'm about to tell you. There are some of you that are going to speak to situations in a minute or two that are back home. There are missionaries that are about to speak to situations that are in another country, thousands of miles from here. But I'm telling you, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, that when you speak the word, I'm telling you that when you say, son, stand still, when faith wells up inside of you and you're able to say it. Little widow woman, issue of blood. She gets to the crowd. Every preacher in the world's got her down on her knees, crawling through the crowd, pushing her way, excusing herself. I don't know how she got to him, but I know that when she saw the hem of his garment, she reached out and touched it. But honey, that's not the story. There's a few little words in there that makes that story powerful. The Bible said as she was pushing her way through the crowd, it's what the Scripture says. She said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of His garment, I know I'll be made whole. She talked herself into a miracle. She spoke the word of faith into her own situation and her own sickness. And some of you that have come to because of the times in search of a miracle, you need to say to yourself, if I can but touch the hem of His garment, I'm going to leave because of the times victorious. You got to say it. I just got off the phone with Brother Billy Cole, standing out there. He prayed for me, prayed for this conference. I didn't know I was going to walk right out here and have a chance to minister to you. Brother Billy Cole helped me understand the power of the spoken word. We were in Thailand. Brother Harper, come up here with us. Brother Harper was there with us. We had a crusade in Thailand. Brother Sean, you're here. I saw you come up here. Best regional field supervisor that Asia could ever hope for. What a man of God this guy is. The biggest crusade ever in the history of Thailand. Billy Graham had been there twice and had 1,000 people show up each time for his crusade. We had a crusade. They told us it wouldn't work. We rented a football field up there, Brother Sham and Kampang Pet. They said it won't work. People won't show up in Thailand. We rented the field, put out the flyers, talked to people, got the church excited about it. And the first night we pulled on the football field, there was over 5,000 Thai people there. And about 4,000 of them were Buddhists. The very first service we had there was a Holy Ghost service. And the Spirit of God fell and God filled 1,500 Buddhists with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Harper was there. After the Holy Ghost fell, I went to Brother Harper. I was leading the service. I said, Brother Harper, talk to him about water baptism. There was the Leech River that runs right beside the football field. You were there, Brother Eli. And I said, talk to him about baptism. He stood out there, what, 6, 8, 10 minutes or something, and preached to him water baptism. And I thought to myself, if 100, 200, 300 go get baptized, that'll be wonderful. But when Brother Harper turned it back to me, I said, I want all the Thai preachers to go stand in the river. And they took intervals up and down that river, probably 50, 75, I don't know, preachers up and down the river. And I said, if you want to be baptized, go get in line in front of one of them preachers. I'm telling you, all 5,000 of that audience moved to the river. Everybody there went to the river. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. The next day was our healing service. I preached that service, and when I was done, the Spirit of God was moving there just like it is here. And for the first time in my life, I understood this principle. Brother Billy Cole walked behind me, put his hands on me, and he said, son, I want you to speak the word of faith. I said, what do you want me to say? And he looked at me and said, it doesn't matter what you say. Whatever you say, God's going to do it. He said, you speak to every sickness and every disease there is in this place. And whatever you say, God's going to do it. I got to pray, God, I take authority over heart disease, kidney disease, blinded eyes, deaf ears, dumb tongues. I mean, I said everything I could think to say. I don't know why they did it. You remember when we were there, they put all the crippled people in the front of the audience. We didn't tell them to, but maybe the first two rows, 100, 150, 200 crippled people across the front. They were there in wheelchairs. They were there on walkers. They were there with canes. Some of them were brought in on stretchers. They were all across across the front, and I had prayed for everything I could think of, and all of a sudden I saw them crippled people, and I stopped and said, I command every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ to stand up and walk. I command you to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These men are my witnesses. Not one of them, Brother Mangan, but every single one of them got up off of their seat, up off of their stretcher, up out of their wheelchair, and they were healed by the power of God. It was a vast miracle. Brother Merle Ewing, me, Brother Harper, Brother Eli, we were all at one side of the stage, and we're praying for people over here, and God is touching folks. It's kind of a prayer line, and we're praying, and all of a sudden I hear a shout among the women on the other end of the stage, probably Sister Hernandez. I know Sister Joan Ewing was there, and my wife was there, and several ladies were over there, Sister Harper, and they're all over there praying, and I hear them start shouting, and I turned around to see what's going on, and a man, remember? A man had carried his little wife to the platform. She was born with rubbery legs. Her bones had no rigidity. You could take her legs and tie them in a bow if you wanted to. When he carried her to the platform, her legs just dangled like two spaghetti threads. I'm telling you, and when those ladies, not the preachers, but when the preachers' wives over here, they laid hands on that girl and prayed, strength come into her legs. And that husband set her down on the floor. And for the first time in her life, strength came into her legs. And she stood of her own accord. I saw it. And I'm telling you, if you ever believed anything in your life, I did not feel the measure and the depth and the power of the Holy Ghost there that I feel in here right now. There is so much God in this house. I don't know what you're fighting with. I don't know what it is you're dealing with. Brother Rodenbush, it may be in a region around the world. There may be a situation in your town, a situation in your church, a situation in your finances. You may be sick in your body here today, but this preacher's come to tell you that if you'll speak the word of faith, this preacher's come to tell you that if you'll say it, if you'll express your faith in God, if you'll speak it out loud, are you ready to receive a miracle? Are you ready to receive a miracle? I want you to raise both hands to heaven. I want these men of God to raise their hands over this audience. I'm going to speak the word of faith, but I'm telling you that isn't going to be enough. You've got to speak it. You've got to speak it. My daughter's going to be saved. My wife is healed. My marriage is fixed. My finances. God's opening the windows of heaven and pouring out on me a blessing right now. Whatever it is, begin to say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Some of you have been afraid to speak it. Some of you have been afraid to say it out loud. I challenge you to speak it. By the authority of the Word of God. By the anointing that's in this house right now. And by the power of the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed. I command you to be delivered. I take authority over the enemy. I take authority over the enemy. Yes, say it. I'm healed. Say it. I'm healed. Sugar diabetes. I command you to go. I command that heart to be strong. I command those eyes, blind eyes, to open. I command those deaf ears to unstop. I speak authority.